In Parsha Shlach, after the Chet HaMeraglim, it's an interesting scenario that takes place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you should tell everybody that that's it, they're staying here. They're staying here in the Vayedav Moshe Zadvar Me'ilal B'nei Yisov Yisablu Ha'om Mo'id. That's it, that they're going to have to stay here in the Midbar. Yom Lashana, Yom Lashana. And the next morning they say, no. So that's it, we're doing tshuva. We're going, Rebbeinu Shlomo wants us to go to Eretz Yisrael. We're going to Eretz Yisrael at whatever price it costs. Rebbeinu says, no, don't do it. Don't go. Al talu, ki en Hashem mikir b'chem v'leisinog l'fnei yivichem. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is not together with you. It's going to, you're doomed to failure before you start. Ki amliki v'akran nishom, v'nefaltam b'chorev. Nevertheless, it says, v'yapilu l'aleis al reshahar, l'arim b'yis Hashem v'yishu l'imashu mikir v'machane. They went, forcibly, they went up. They said, that's it, we're going to do it. V'yir amaliki v'akran yishu b'har ahu, v'yakum v'yaksum ar acharmo. And the amaliki and the akrani came down, and they killed them all out, whoever went up. The ma'apilim, as Chazal referred to them, they went up, and they were all killed out. And the shayla is, what did they do wrong? L'chor, this was tshuva. They realized that they were choyte. They realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. They were nischaret, and they were mamash moitzer nefesh. Moitzer nefesh to go to Eretz Yisrael. Why did they get killed? What happened? This is tshuva shlema. Tshuva shlema is oisa yisha, voisa zman, voisa, and then nevertheless you're not choyte. That's the same thing. They were there. They realized they didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael, and they went. They went. And the answer is pashut. Rav Alba says this in Shir Chumash, but the answer is that tshuva doesn't mean doing the opposite of what you did until now. If the person did something wrong, he's going to do the opposite. Tshuva means to do b'yistashuv to the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what tshuva is. Tshuva is the ratzon of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And Memela, the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed. Yesterday morning it was to go to Eretz Yisrael, and this morning it's not. And Memela, tshuva means to be machnir yourself to Rebbeinu Shel Olam Gansin, regardless of what you want to do. You want to do A now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to do A, so then don't do A. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon now is B. And Memela, you have to do B. So I remember many a year ago, I think it was in 12th grade, and I sliced my finger open right before Shabbos. And my Mashgiach took me, right after Shkia, I think it was Asar B'Tavis, there was Laning and Mincha. Right after that, it was right after Shkia, and he took me to the doctor there, the local doctor there, to see if any stitches. Kitzer was a Jewish doctor, and not religious, but when he came in, and he said whatever he said, I don't remember exactly what he said. I think he said he didn't eat. I did end up getting stitches, so I guess he said I didn't eat. So Mashgiach who took me there, he did not want to have him do it because stitching is a shalom by Yid. But as soon as this doctor saw the Mashgiach, he says, oh, Rabbi, now you reminded me, we're supposed to light candles. I'm going to light candles in your honor. In your honor, I'm going to light candles. Mashgiach turns to me and he says, don't you dare. It's after Shkia. You're right. It's Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, now I'm going to do it. I feel bad. I'm going to light candles. No, Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you don't light candles now. 15 minutes earlier, you would have been just fine. But now it's changed. The Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed. And the Melo and the Hanami, that's sometimes to do tshuva, you have to go, like the Chazal say, that Ki Beko Hashem Tzor Olamim, that Olam Haba is Nivra V'Yud, and Olam Haza is Behei. Why is Olam Haza Behei? So that the Rishonim, whoever wants to come out the bottom, could fall out the bottom. Why is it open on the side? So Chazal says, so you should be able to come back in. Somebody wants to be chayav mitzvah, goes back in the side. Shaila is, frekta gemara, why do I need a hole in the side? Why can't you just have a ches, and wherever you came out, then you go back in? Chazal says, no, lo yistayim also. You're not going to have siyata nishmaya. Well, there's a person, when he wants to be chayav mitzvah, lav dafka doesn't mean just turning back and going connected what he was doing before. And you got to find a different place. The Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that you work out a different way. The way the Bali Musa says, Bechlal, the way that to do tshuva is you have to find something, a new way of working on it. Lav dafka, a person wants to work on getting up in the morning. Right? So, he wants to get up on time for Shacharis. I know I've been working on this for so many times, trying to get up on time for Shacharis. This year, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to get up on time. I'm going to jump out of bed. I haven't been jumping out of bed. Now I'm going to jump out of bed. That's not the way to work on it. The first way to work on it is stressing from the side. How about going to sleep earlier at night? That might be a way to work in it. That might be a different way. I remember when I was in Lakewood with the Sio, Shlita was giving a shmooz. This is when I was a bachur still, and Volbu was still alive. He says he was speaking to Volbu, the Mashgiach and Eretz Yisrael, and And one of the big things he says that the issues that he feels that are preventing Bachram from shtagging is how late they go to sleep at night. That was that they came together, both came out together. So the first place to work on that is, the first place to work in getting up in the morning is lav dafka that I'm going to jump out of bed in the morning. I haven't been getting up, I'm going to get up. No, work on it a different way. Find out however it is, whatever it is that you can get you to go to sleep earlier at night, v'chulu, something else. There's one akud that I wanted to speak on with regard to this aspect. It really comes up at the end of the parasha. Many people, when they're in a matziv of, I'll give a mashal, he woke up late and finally got to davening, and it's already 12:15. 12:15 by the time he finishes, should I go to first seder? The Baruch Hashem doesn't want me. After such a morning, I should go ahead and learn 15 minutes. First of all, what is it already? Second of all, that's what the Baruch Hashem wants. After I spent there, sat of the, I was sleeping late in the morning, and then at the time I got to Shachar, and then I was schmoozing Lashon Hara for half an hour, whatever it is, Rachman Islan. Now I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to learn. That's what the Baruch Hashem wants. That's just one mashal, but it's very often a person feels after he was nichshal in something, after he didn't go as well as he wants, whatever the nekuda is, that whether it's his shalom bayis, or whether or not it's shalom shechinim, or whether or not it's his bittul Torah, or whatever the nekuda is, his lashon hara, the thing that he's having trouble with, and then he wants to be mischazik, but he feels like, what's it worth it? Does Rebbe Nishlam really want that? What does Rebbe Nishlam want after I just messed up? That's what he... Let's see him... And Echnami doesn't speak it out, but it's being menacher in the back of his mind that maybe Kadosh Baruch was not so interested in it. There's a very interesting Sfornoi that really takes this Yisoid throughout the entire Torah, but he comes up a number of times in this week's Parsha. I think two or three times he mentions in this week's Parsha. He says at the end, when they were Vayidav Rishon Moshe Neimer, Dabane Yisomar Talim Ki Zavoy Olerz Moshe Vaisechem Moshe Yonaisen Lechem Vasisem Ishel Hashem Vikir Makriv Mincha Soilas Yisorin Bola Brevius Ahim Shemen V'yayin Lanesach Brevius Ahim Nesochim Mincha V'nesochim. Says the Sfornoi, Hinei Ada Egel Hoya Akrovas Reach Nichoyach Bezulas Mincha V'nesochim Kine Behevel V'noyach Abavrom. Original Karbonis of the Ovois of Hevel of Noach, they didn't have Mincha V'nesochim. However, after the Egel, Bechetam Be'egel, Hitzich Mincha V'nesochem, Lalei Satomet Shikarben, Loilei Satomet Shikarben Tzibur. Me'o Shechotu B'meraglim, Hitzich Mincha V'nesochem, Lach Shagam Karben Yochin. After the Chet, they needed another mitzvah. They needed another mitzvah to get them back to where they were. Then he says the same thing a few psukim later. When the Tzibur of Chala Terima Truma, Achrei Chetam B'meraglim, Hitzich Gam HaChala. L'man Yuru'uyim Shetocha Bracha B'bateim. In other words, because they were choyte, so that is choyte between them and the Ribbono Shel Olam, the meal they needed to be able to get back bracha, they needed another mitzvah. Give challah, and that will bring bracha to your bayis. Agav, that's any time HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us everything that we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us first give a little bit to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? A person has money, so he's supposed to give meiser. A person has food, he gives truma, he gives meiser. He has the fourth year, he's Netar Avai, everything that the Meister Behemo, everything that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you, he asks that the first thing that you should give to him, Petarechem. There's it's not just that you're doing a mitzvah, but it's Laniach Bracha Beisecho. The mitzvah is what makes a person roy to have the bracha from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So a person is giving to the Ribbono Shel Olam is really taking, right? That's the Veyikchu Li Truma. Is when you're giving to Ribbono Shel Olam is really your own lekicha, even though the other way around we say, but that's the way that we get a shefa bracha. It's by giving to Ribbono Shel Olam is a Kadosh Baruch Hu is meniach bracha v'sechol. But here it says this foreigner, when a person does an aver, he's nichshal. The Ribbono Shel Olam does what he could do to make sure that you'll get back to the matzav that you were beforehand. There's no matzav of yush by a yid. Whatever the situation is, no matter he fell a little bit, even if I desire, right? We'll give you another mitzvah. Then there were the meraglim, which Chazal say koyfer beikir, whatever it means that they were ki'ilu. They said chazakum yimenu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say. Still, Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "Nu, what can I give you? I'll give you another mitzvah that you should be able to get back to how you were." Lo'niach bracha v'yisecho. And each time that they did something wrong, the more mitzvahs were added. Kefi the times that they were chaitzitz with an avera, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave them another mitzvah to break down the chatzitza. to break down that thing that the davar was chaytus between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and them. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu does whatever he could do to make it that a person should be able to have a shaychus to Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no matzav that a person should ever feel that, oh, I was very nichshel and that's it. What's my 50 minutes worth? What's my I have 50 more minutes left of Seder. Then I'll just go home. Chas v'chalilu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants those 15 minutes, and those 15 minutes are especially when a person is down, especially when a person is meiser nefesh for those 15 minutes. It's besides the fact that tzaddik sheva yipol tzaddik v'kom means that that's the derech that a tzaddik grows. I remember I saw somewhere, I forgot where it was, one of the tzaddikim was saying, he says sheva yipol tzaddik v'kom sheva million. Says, by me it wasn't seven times, it was millions of times. That yeah, every time, yeah, it's hard. Some people give up. The chiddush of the tzaddik is, the partner would say, that the tipshim say that the pshat and the pasuk is that even though the tzaddik falls, he still gets up. Says the emes of pshat is that it's because the tzaddik fell that he was able to get it. That's what brought him. He was nichshel and the kishalon brought him to a higher darga at the end. But otherwise, it's the derech of a tzaddik. It's the derech of, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. The ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that, oh, I already was mavatal the first 3 hours and 15 minutes of the Seder, so I'll be mavatal the next 15 minutes of the Seder. The Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, no, take those 15 minutes, take the last 15 minutes in your hand, and use them properly. And those 15 minutes, we never know what it could be. In this parasha, it's clear, when Moshe Rabbeinu sends them, Pasha Pshad, Rashi says, Pasha Pshad on the Pasuk, Hayish Ba'itim Ayin, is there anybody to be Megan on the door? And he said, and Kolev said, Sar Tzilo Me'aleim, that Eiv was already Nifter. That means that Be'etzem, one person could have been Megon on the entire door. The Kenanim that were Mamish, they deserve to be destroyed for everything that they did. They were the worst of the worst, as Chazal tell us. And Kolev was supposed to come in. But had there been one person there to be Megon on them, that would have been enough. Certainly, so I think the Aruch Haim Kaddish says that which they needed 10 Tzadikim in Sedarim was just because Sadaim Dikat Sadiqim, you need 10 of them to be matzal. But had Avram been in Sadaim, he said Sadiq Israelim, he would have been able to be matzal. One person has the kayaf to do it. One person is Moshe Nefesh of the Banishlam. One person, every Turiz Magni Matzal, every little bit that we do is so chashiv, especially when a person is in a matzav of Nichshel and he was come. That's the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's really what's making on us and what's making on the person, and that's what's making Bracha al-Beisav.